Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm always happy to have George Forsman on our program. He's the executive director of the National Security Policy Center at the University of Virginia and a former undersecretary for the Department of Homeland Security and was an advisor to the governor of Virginia on 9/11. George, thanks for coming on this morning. What do you recall when you wake up on this anniversary here 18 years later?
Well, you know, John, I think all of America reflects. I probably reflect as much as anyone. But, you know, what I remember is I woke up. It was a beautiful, crisp, clear fall day. And by the time we went to bed that night, the environment in America had changed dramatically. And it set us on a path that's lasted for the last 18 years of really what's been a level of instability around the globe.
Do you think we reacted appropriately, in the days, months, and years following the attack? Were we too strident? Have we lost that aggressive edge now that so many years have passed? What do you think?
Well, John, first, I think the country, and as we get further away from it, the historians will take a much more objective look at it. But I think that the nation as a whole reacted well. We balanced our constitutional values with the need to be a secure nation. But the flip side of it is I do think there is a level of inattention to issues that is really just driven by the passage of time. And you know, a lot of people forget 9/11. We've got a whole generation of millennials that weren't even born on 9/11. And so it's much like Pearl Harbor. But I think it's not going to become a footnote in history. I think it'll always be a chapter in history.
And the catalyst for a dramatic change in our international relations, do you think?
I think so, John. And, you know, we've gone through a period of 18 years of very persistent involvement in the Middle East, going after violent extremism. And while we were doing that, I think we've seen the rise of peer competition, Russia, China, and other nations. And so, you know, we wake up this morning and it is a dramatically different world, not only because of 9/11, but because of what's happened since 9/11. And I think the U.S. has a much stronger set of relations around the globe than it's had in the past 50 years, despite some of the current turmoil. We've built a coalition of like-minded nations who have really caused a lot of folks to think twice about taking on the United States and a broader coalition in direct confrontation.
Let me switch to what we're dealing with today. You know, President Trump apparently was about to sit down with Taliban leaders, and he has made it clear to his credit. I mean, he ran on the idea of getting out of Afghanistan and seems to be committed to that policy. It sounds like that was a conflict with his national security advisor, the hawk, and I think he would be happy to have somebody call him a hawk, John Bolton, who was either dismissed yesterday or resigned. What's your snap assessment of what's going on in the White House and this direction that President Trump is leading us in, which is distinctly different from President Bush?
Well, it is distinctly different, but I think, you know, Mick Nicholson, who just came out as the senior commander over there, spent 2.5 years setting the conditions for peace in Afghanistan in a way that his predecessors had not been able to do. I think the president is taking a very responsible track to try to get the parties to the table, recognizing that there's great instability in the Afghan government. They've been in direct talks with the Taliban, and You know, however you get to peace, if you can get to a level of peace, or in the Middle East, at least a level of no conflict, you know, it's good. But there's clearly division within the administration about how to go about that settlement effort. And I think, you know, the president, whether Republican or Democrat, is entitled to advisors that will carry out the president's agenda. And, you know, part of what we see in Washington, and this is not relegated to any single party, is you've got individuals with individual agendas, not the president and the nation's agendas.
Yeah. Well, there's no question. I have a problem with what President Trump's doing now, as if anybody cares about what I think. But he is the president. He got elected. And I do appreciate it when someone runs on an issue and then follows through on it, whether I agree with it or not. I give somebody points for that. And he should have people who are trying to achieve the same goal instead of working against him. And that has been on display a lot since Donald Trump came into the White House.
Well, and John, the tragedy of 9/11 and the tragedy of more than 6,000 American lives that have been lost since 9/11 in the conflicts overseas, you know, a president, irrespective of their political ideology, has a responsibility to the American public. And the American public has said very clearly they want to eventually get the troops out of Afghanistan. They don't want a permanent presence there. And look, you know, every day that we're focused in the Middle East is a day that we're not paying full attention to what China is doing, what Russia is doing militarily. And that, you know, poses an existential threat to the United States. And frankly, I think every president since 9/11 has had to balance that.
Yeah. George Forsman, executive director of the National Security Policy Center at UVA, former undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Always appreciate it when I got a chance to talk to you. Thanks, George.
John, appreciate it. And let's remember all of our victims from 9/11.
We will do that. Thank you. 7:42.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.